Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know, it's Ravens week when we talk to him. Vinny Serrato, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Vinny, a very good Friday morning to you. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing today? I mean, you big weekend. It's playing and the Steelers.
Listen to you. You got a pep in your step. You're ready for Sunday, aren't you?
Yeah, Notre Dame got a new coach, got rid of that piece of crap Kelly. We're all good.
I know. It's great. Yes. It's a great weekend. And now, look, I keep looking at things. Now, the Ravens are 8-3, but do you have a pulse on what they are at 8-3? Like, it seems like to me they're 8-3, but they could lose any week, win any week still.
They're extremely lucky. You know, I mean, they've scored one touchdown in the last three games. In each game, they scored one offensive touchdown. It's crazy. You know, their offensive line is not good. You know, they don't have a running game other than Lamar. And the defense, they've been playing better as of late, but they still give up some big plays. They have a lot of mental errors on defense. And they were really having a lot of tackling issues. Last week, they tackled much better, you know, and they just find a way to win at the end somehow, some way. They could be 3-8.
Well, that's surprising to me, Vinny, that you'd go so far as to say they could be 3-8. When you say that they're just coming up with the big play at the right time, is that all baked into Lamar Jackson and what he's doing? Because I've seen him put the ball on the ground a ton this year. I've seen him throw four interceptions last week. What gives Steelers fans hope that they can catch the Ravens in one of these games, that they could be 3-8, but they don't save the day at the end?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, number one, I watched film of the Steelers from last week, you know, and if they don't play with more intensity and passion, they got no shot, you know, to catch the Steelers. You know, they've got to play like this is your normal Steeler-Raven week. That's what they've got. You know, I mean, they put the pads back on because they were so soft. I mean, it was embarrassing watching. I mean, fundamentally, they were really poor. And that's the thing, last week, the Ravens defensively, that's the best I've seen them fundamentally. The D-line was outstanding. You know, I mean, they kept their shoulders square. They got off of blocks. The defense tackled well. Their linebackers played better. I mean, the offense still struggles to run the ball. You know, Lamar, the biggest problem was Lamar threw four picks, and Cleveland got 3 points off of the four picks. That's what killed Cleveland.
You know, Vinny, you're saying that the Browns, and you've illustrated, they have trouble running the ball except for the quarterback. But when they look at the Steelers, I mean, we've seen some other teams that didn't necessarily run the ball all that well. They looked really good against Pittsburgh. Can the Ravens do the same thing?
Well, I think Lamar's going to have a big day because when I've watched the Steelers' defense, I don't see a lot of speed defensively. And I was really disappointed in the linebackers, you know, because I remember Bush coming out and stuff, and Bush's rookie year was much better. I watch him on film. He looks, you know, like hesitant. Looks like he's hurt almost. He doesn't change directions well. He's catching blocks, you know. I just think if Lamar breaks contained, if Lamar, you know, breaks away in the passing situations, I don't know that they got anybody that can catch him. I think that's where he's going to make a lot of running yards.
You know, I saw a play, and now granted it was a draw, so he had to kind of wait a little bit, but I saw a 300-pound center come 9 yards to come and get Bush. 9 yards down the field, he didn't evade, he didn't move, he didn't sweep him, he didn't do anything, Vinny. He stood there and engaged. You can't do that.
No, no, you got to use your athleticism. And right now, he doesn't look athletic. You know, I mean, something, and the other linebacker, you know, the kid they got from Jacksonville, I mean, he plays light. You know, he's kind of a run-around kind of guy, drag-down tackler. He's not a physical guy either. You know, and if you watch those defensive linemen up front, my gosh, they were catching blocks, getting knocked back, couldn't get off of blocks. That's why the safety's got all these tackles, you know, because the linebackers are not in play.
Isn't Patrick Queen essentially exactly what the Steelers hoped they would have had in Devin Bush?
Yeah, well, the way Patrick Queen is playing right now, I think they had to dumb it down a little bit for him, you know, make things simpler, you know, because he's playing extremely fast right now. You know, I mean, they run blitz him, and his responsibilities are a lot less right now. He's playing extremely well right now, even though Pro Football Focus said he's not. But he's playing fast, and he's playing physical, and he's not missing as many tackles.
Why don't you tell us what you feel about Pro Football Focus, Vinny?
I some of them I think are good. You know, some of the stuff's pretty good. But who's making the evaluations? You know, because John Harbaugh, one of the writers said to him, he said, yeah, Pro Football Focus said Queen didn't play good. He said, not on the film that I watched, you know.
Yeah, I know a lot of people in Pittsburgh. Well, actually, with Pro Football Focus, if you agree with what they say, you like them, and if you don't, then you don't. But getting back to evaluating players, what do you see when you watch the Steelers with Ben Roethlisberger right now?
You know what? I see an offensive line that's not physical. I see a left tackle that can't handle speed. I think Olway will cause him some problems, the rookie on the left side. You know, and they don't get any movement up front. They're like, I call them oozers. They kind of ooze into the block instead of knock people off. You know, they don't come off flat back. You guys remember Joe Moore? I mean, when I was at Notre Dame, we had Joe Moore, who's at Pitt, who's one of, you know, the offensive line award is named after Joe. Joe had him coming off flat back, rolling their hips, you know, hitting people. These guys kind of ooze into blocks, you know, and don't knock anybody off the ball, and they don't sustain any blocks. You know, and that's a lot of Ben's problem. You know, the thing is, Lamar can scramble around and make plays. I mean, because you guys know Villanueva, you know. So that's what the Ravens left tackle is. So with Ben, I see with Ben, you know, like the play to Claypool. I mean, Ben should be smarter than that. Claypool's got Apple beat, you know, in that first series. And Ben throws back shoulder, you know, which aided Apple because he threw it right to Apple, you know, instead of throwing it down the field to Claypool. I see if Ben can get into rhythm, then he's an accurate passer. But if not, if he's got to move around and stuff, then his accuracy goes down tremendously because he doesn't move well in the pocket, and he's not very strong in the pocket like he used to be. But he can still throw it if he can throw in rhythm.
Vinny, let me ask you something off to the side. Have you seen Kenny Pickett, Pitt's quarterback, much this year?
I have not. I'm looking forward to seeing him Saturday. You know, I mean, I talk to Mel a lot, and, you know, those guys, they like him. You know, kind of looking forward to seeing what he looks like. I mean, you hear a lot of good things, and you know how everybody needs a quarterback, and a lot of teams need quarterbacks, so we'll see. I mean, I know Tim Salem on the staff over there, I've known for a long time because I worked with his dad at the University of Minnesota for a few months, you know, way back when.
Vinny, tell me the story about the time Deion Sanders was at a department store in San Francisco, and he told them if they had a question about his bill to just call Carmen Policy.
Yeah, Deion was like it was Christmas time or whatever. He went to Nordstrom, had a bunch of stuff on the counter, and they asked, you know, they said, okay, Deion, it'll be whatever it was. He said, I don't pay. I'm Deion Sanders. They said, well, here's your bill. He said, call Carmen Policy.
Jeez, the gall of the guy.
What do you think it was, Dillard's Department Store in Tallahassee?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, you know what a better one was? You know, like I'm in Washington, and Deion comes into my office all panicked. I said, Deion, come on, we got to get on the bus. He said, no, I can't. I said, why? He said, I don't have my chain. I said, you know, what do you mean? He said, I got to have it. I said, why? He said, you ever see Superman without his cape?
Jeez. Well, on that note, great stuff. Vinny, all the best. Enjoy the game. We appreciate it as always, and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, and hey, just watch out for Labrosi over there. You know, he's a very good guy. Very good guy.
You're just going to leave it at that? I saw him in the hall this morning. He said to say hi.
I wanted to know what time you were on so we could listen.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, he'll be listening and critiquing, I'm sure.
Certainly. New boss.
you guys are in for a treat with Labrosi.
Perfect. New boss at KDK AM, yes. That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Vinny.
And let me give a shout-out to my buddy Brian Ferris, who's from Pittsburgh, and he listens to your guys' show. His son played hockey with my son, you know, and real good guy. And he's a Pitt alum.
Oh, there he is.
Good guy,
A big week for him, that's for sure.
Yeah, big. Yeah,
how's your son doing, by the way? Are we going to see him in the Olympics soon or what?
He had surgery on his collarbone, and he just got back. After 11 weeks, he played his first game yesterday, and then he plays again tonight against Madison Capitol. So he was frustrated, you know, because his expectation, he just thinks that he can start back, have two practices, play a game, and you're back to normal. Told him there's a process that, you know, you got to kind of go through. So he's struggling with the process right now.
Yeah, it's always the process that's tough, but he'll get back. We know it. All right, Vin, thanks a bunch.
You got it.
Thanks, Ben.
We'll see you. Really great stuff. One of the great guys, Vinny Serrato, 105.7, the Fan in Baltimore.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.